先做个开始的祷告。
Now, Lord, we're completely dependent upon you.
主啊，我们完全的依靠您。
We have no worth in ourselves.
我们在里面，我们自己真是全无价值。
And Lord, we depend upon your Holy Spirit to reveal those things about Jesus that we should know today.
主啊，我们只能全然依靠您的圣灵来启示我们关于耶稣基督的事，我们需要知道的事。
Lord, as we look at the discussion that you have, that your son had in the temple, we want your understanding of this.
主啊，我们要今天仰望您的圣子耶稣基督在圣殿的教导啊，我们需要明白这些道理，求您启示我们。
So Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit might guide us and teach us.
主啊，我们祷告是您的圣灵能够教导我们，帮助我们。
Open up our understanding.
开我们的明白，开我们的心。
Reveal the scriptures to us.
把圣经启示给我们看。
And then, Lord, we might be changed as we look at the Lord Jesus Himself.
当我们看望仰望耶稣基督的时候，我们就能够得着改变。
So Lord, we just ask your blessing now upon us in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们就求您的祝福临到我们，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
So we'll begin this morning by reading a portion of John chapter 7.
约翰福音七章，今天继续查考约翰福音的七章。
Jesus in the temple.
耶稣在圣殿里。
These are in the temple courts.
这是在圣殿的这个广场上。
So we want to read from verse 14 down to verse 24.
我们读十四节到二十四节。十四节到二十四节。
We looked at some of this last week, but we're just going to pick the story up where we left off last week, but we're going to just read then from verse 14 down to verse 24.
那我们上一周呢已经读了一部分，那我们今天从十四节重新再读一遍啊。十四节到二十四节， shall we read around?
Yeah.
到了节期，圣耶稣上殿里去教训人。
犹太人就稀奇说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？
耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么要想要杀我呢？
众人回答说，你是被鬼附者，谁想要杀你？
耶稣说，我做了一件事，你们都以为稀奇。摩西惩罚隔离给你们，其实不是从摩西起的，乃是从祖先起的，因此你们也在安息日给人行隔离。
人若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们就向我生气吗？
不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
Amen. So thus, as the Lord is now teaching in the temple, it says that he came halfway through the feast.
那神呢在圣殿教导众人啊，那他这是在祝棚节的一半的时候了。
They were all looking for him.
众人都在找他。
But he comes when the crowds are at their most, at the most people in Jerusalem.
那他来到的就是这耶路撒冷聚集的人群最多的这么一个时刻。
They were amazed as he began to teach.
他们很诧异啊，就当他们开始教导的时候，当耶稣开始教导的时候。
people wondered, where did he get such learning?
那人们就诧异，就是他从哪里明白这些道理的呢？
Usually when somebody stands up to speak, you can tell very quickly how much they know on the subject.
所以一般来说呢，当一个人站起开始讲的时候，听众就能分辨，哎，他到底知道这个话题有多深，他到底有什么水平，就能知道了。
These people had been listening to learned men all their lives.
因为这些人一生都在听类似的讲道，类似的主题。
But the people had never heard anything like this.
但是人们从来没有这么听过的这样的角度。
In verse 15 it says they were amazed.
所以十五节就有个词说他们很稀奇。
And but he didn't.He had not studied in the colleges and in the institutions of the Jews.
但是呢，他们稀奇的原因是耶稣从来没有在犹太人的任何的学校、大学学过。
So they were amazed at his teaching and wondered where he got his teaching from.
所以他们就很诧异，不知道他从哪里得到这个教训的。
The Lord Jesus in verse 16 says, "My teaching is not from myself."
所以十六节耶稣说，他的教导不是出于他自己的。
What the scribes and the lawyers, the teachers of the law, what they would say for authority for their learning.They would point back to very important people that were recognized as authorities on the subject.
所以，但那些的律法教师呢，文士呢，那他们能够认出来，哎，这个教导是从圣经上来的。
They would point back to some famous rabbi that had written some articles as an authority.
然后这些律法教师呢，他们能够找到的权柄呢，比如说是一些大的拉比啊，大的老师啊，作为权柄来引用。
Now the Lord Jesus, he says his authority came from God himself.
耶稣却说呢，他的权柄是直接从神来的。
He says, my teaching is not my own, it's from the one who sent me.
所以他说他的教导不是他自己的，乃是那差他来的。
Now,Of course, they understood, and as we understand today, he's speaking of his Father.
我们今天呢，他也明白，我们今天也明白，耶稣是靠着父神来说话的。
But no one has seen God at any time, the Scripture says.
但是没有人见过父啊，圣经说过。
So, how would they know then if what he's teaching really comes from God or is from himself?
那人们怎么知道这些话是从人自己里面出来的还是从神的出来的呢？
Well, he answers that question in verse 17.
他就在十七节回答了这个问题。
He says, if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will know where I get my teaching from.
他说人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就是父的旨意行，就必晓得这教导是出于神还是出于人自己。
The teaching of the Pharisees was...understood by the intellect. You could follow their arguments.
对，所以法利赛人的教导呢是人的智慧出来的，所以你可以去跟从他的这个逻辑，没有问题。
You didn't need to know God to be able to be an expert in the Jewish law.
所以你不需要认识神，你也可以在犹太的律法里呢是一个非常大的律法师或者一个专家啊，一个专家。
Matter of fact, these people had God's law, but they didn't keep it.
因为这些人有神的律法，但他们也不守。
They even though they had the Old Testament scriptures, they did not hear God's voice in it.
所以即使他们是有旧约的圣经，他们也不按照这个行。
It's because they approach the scriptures in unbelief.
因为他们是不信的角度来接近或者看待这个圣经。
for many of those scribes and law teachers of the law, this was their profession.
对于很多当时的文士啊、律法教师，这就是他们的工作而已。
This was the way they made a living.
是他们养生的工作。
For them, it was just an intellectual exercise.
或者是一个智力的练习。
But the word of God never reached their hearts.
神的话从来没有进到他心里去。
So they wouldn't understand when Jesus began to teach. They didn't understand what he was saying.
所以当耶稣开始教导的时候，他们也不明白耶稣为什么这么说。
All they realized that his teaching was of a kind that was above what their teachers had been teaching them.
因为耶稣所做的教导呢，是一种高于他们以前听过的那些大的律法教师们的任何的教导，这个立场，这个高度会高很多。
Many times these men had tried to challenge Jesus' teaching.
很多次呢，他们想去挑战耶稣的教导。
They had tried to trap him in his words.
甚至想用话语呢，让耶稣陷到两难里。
They tried to find some flaws and mistakes in his doctrine.
想在耶稣所教导的教义里呢，去找很多的错误哈。
And in every case, he was able to silence them.
每一次呢，耶稣都能让他们无话可说。
And so they couldn't, but they never understood really what he was saying.
但他们真的都不能明白耶稣在说什么。
Why was that?
为什么呢？
He sets out a principle here in verse 17.
这就是耶稣在十七节讲的一个原则。
It's not an intellectual exercise.
这不是一个智力的练习训练。
Completely all by itself.
完全的或者完全靠着他自己的练习。
The mind certainly has to be engaged.
因为我们的理智哈是需要依靠在灵里的。
To believe in God, you don't have to turn off your brain.
就是你相信神呢，并不是说你要把你的理性关掉。
Matter of fact, you want it fully engaged.
你需要让你的理性呢完全的用起来，但是是要依靠在你的信心上。
But it's the entrance of the word in the heart that gives understanding to the mind.
因为你的话和神的话进到你心里呢，才能让你明白这些话语啊。它是这么一个过程，就是你先信了，你就才能明白。
One of the old church fathers from 2,000 years ago wrote this.
一个差不多快两千年前的一个教会长老写过这样的话。
An obedient heart is the organ of spiritual knowledge.
他说一颗顺服的心呢。是一个什么？它是一个器官，它是一个属灵知识的器，明白属灵知识的器官呢，就是一颗顺服的心。
And he was commenting on the Lord's words in verse 17.
那他是在解释七章十七节哈。Maybe I translate a bit more on this.
Sure. Yes.
就是他什么意思呢？就是一个人身上有很多器官，那每个器官会有不同的用处，然后呢？当我们要明白神的话的时候，我们要用哪一个器官呢？这个器官的名字就叫顺服的心，是这个意思。
In verse 17, it says, "If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or not." If anyone chooses, that's the key to understanding.
所以十七节最重要的就是前半段了。人若立志遵他的旨意行，他就一定会明白。
If someone chooses not to do God's will, he'll never know the truth.
就如果人立志不按照神的话语行，他是不可能明白神的话。
The Old Testament says the entrance of your words brings light.
所以旧约说呢，他的话哈，就神的话是光嘛，是带来光。
That is.If we receive God's words in our heart with a willing heart, willing to obey, then it enlightens the mind.
所以这就意味着，只要我愿意顺服，把神的话接到心里呢，它就会点亮我的理性，让我的理性成为真正用有益的。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们看一下哥林多前书的二章。
verse 14.
14节。
The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
那哥林多前书二章十四节，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
If you are willing to do God's will, that's another way of saying you believe in the Lord Jesus. You believe in Him.
所以你愿意按照神的话语行呢？这个呢，其实是另外一种表述方式，表述什么呢？表示你相信耶稣基督，你愿意接受他。其实你就会按照他的话语行，所以这两个讲的是一件事情。
It's the same thing as having been born again of the Spirit of God.
啊，在圣灵里重生，都是这个意思。
A person that is willing has given their will over to God, and what God does then is He seals them with the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人的意愿和立志是他进去的一个最根本的条件。所以当他愿意把他的意愿交给神的时候，神就是用圣灵来盖一个印记啊，他就重生了。
So the Lord Jesus then gives them a challenge.
所以耶稣就给了他们一个挑战。
He gives them some thought. That crowd there that was there that day, he gives them a challenge that they might receive him himself.
所以耶稣给了他们一个挑战呢，让他们能够怎么样才能接受他自己啊，接受耶稣基督。
And then he goes on though.
然后他继续往下走。
He goes on to explain now that the teaching is not his own.
然后他接着说呢，这个教导不是从他那来的。
It doesn't come from him.
不是从他自己里面出来的。
He says in verse 18, he who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth.
人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的。
Now the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they would speak from themselves.
法利赛人呢，他们是从他们里面自己讲。
Their ideas that they put forward, they used as authority for them other teachers, but then they would put forward their own ideas.
所以他们讲的，或者他们引用别人的，或者别人引用他们的，都是他们自己里面出来的。
And the purpose of doing that is to raise themselves above the others around them.
他这么做的目的呢，是让他们能够抬高，高于身边的人。
Because there was a competition among them.
因为他们彼此也有竞争啊。
Who would be the most outstanding scholar?
谁是那最厉害的教授啊？
You see the competition in universities, don't you?
今天你会在教育大学里也看见同样的事情。
Where research.You do research and you publish papers to get your name out there.
然后你要研究，你要发论文，你要把你的名字放在期刊上。
If you publish a lot of papers, then maybe you get tenure in the university.
如果你印的足够多哈，就是你的那个发行的论文足够多，也许你的这个签的期限就长，可能就十年了。
You might get appointed to higher positions.
你可能会被指定一个更高的位置。
Maybe get your name in the newspaper.
也许你的名字会写在报纸上。
The same thing was then, back in the day of the Lord Jesus.
那同样，两千年前耶稣的时代也是一样的。
But the Lord Jesus says here, I don't speak on my own.
那耶稣说呢，我不是出于我自己说的。
I'm not looking for honor for me.
我不是在求我的荣耀。
As the man sent from God, I honor my Father always.
说作为神差的人呢，我总是荣耀我的父啊。
Now the mark of all false teachers is to make disciples to themselves, bring importance to themselves.
所有这些假教师呢，他们都有个特点，就是把 荣耀啊都聚到他自己这里来，把门徒聚到他自己这里。
Go to Acts chapter 20.
我们看一下二十章使徒行传。
Acts chapter 20 and verse 31.
二十章使徒行传二十章的三十一节。
Here Paul has called for the elders at the church of Ephesus, and he wants to give them the last message that he will speak to them.
那保罗在这里呢，他跟以弗所的教会长老做最后的告别，那他要叮嘱他们最后的信息了。
So, and he warns them that there are going to be false teachers coming in among them.
然后他最后的叮嘱就是警告了，告诉他们呢，保罗走了以后一定会有假教师进来。
And he says in verse 30 there.
这就三十节了。
Or I mean verse 29, just for connection. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock.
我知道我去之后，这是保罗说，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
Satan is going to attack those assemblies there around of Ephesus.
那撒旦会要攻击这些在以弗所的教会的会众了。
And he even says, even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth. And their motive is made plain here to draw away disciples after them.
就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
What is the mark of all false teaching?
那所有错误的假教师，他们的特点是什么呢？
To make disciples. To come after them.
要使门徒跟着他们呢，就是拉帮结派。
To raise themselves in importance.
把他们的位置抬高。
And the other thing, of course, which is always there, is that they can get money.
当然了，在这个背后呢，他们总是能得到钱了。
And we learn that those teachers of the law, the scribes, the Pharisees, they were men that sought money.
因为我们看见这些法利赛人，这些律法教师，他们都是钱的使者。
But the Lord Jesus never, ever sought people to glorify himself, always pointed to the Father.
耶稣从来没有要人去荣耀他，他总是把人指向父。
So now, we as Christians, we don't try to convince people of to follow us. We always point them to the Lord Jesus, don't we?
所以作为
as he did to his father.
作为基督徒来说，我们今天也是一样，我们从来不会带着人到我们自己这里来。我们做的一切工呢，都是把人带到基督那里去，带到神那里去。
So the Lord Jesus in verse 18, he says he who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself. But he who works for the honor of the one who sent me is a man of truth. There's nothing false about him. That's verse 18.
刚才读的是十八节，就是人若凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
So there, we have in the Old Testament we had the servant Baruch. In Jeremiah, if you go to Jeremiah chapter 45,
我们再回到旧约查一段经文，耶利米书，四十五章有个巴路哈。
We have an interesting story here.
这里有个很有意思的故事。巴路是个仆人，先知仆人，巴路。四十五章1306页啊，旧约。耶利米书四十五。
This is the prophet.The prophet Jeremiah. And he had a servant called Baruch.
这是耶利米先知大先知耶利米他有个仆人叫巴路。
Now when he say a servant, he was a very well educated man and he was a scribe. He was a man who was very well educated.
那说到仆人，但其实他并不是说没有知识，他是个非常有文知识的，他是一个文士，受过教育的。
And it was Baruch who recorded the message, the prophecies rather. He recorded the prophecies of Jeremiah.
是巴录哈把耶利米的很多的预言呢录下来，就是写下来。
He was probably a very capable man.
他应该是一个非常有能力的人。
Well educated.
受过教育，很好的教育。
And a faithful man.
非常诚实的。
He believed in the Lord.
信靠神。
However, his ambition got a little bit ahead of him.
但是呢，他的这个野心有一点过了啊。
So let's read around. We'll read verses 1 to 5.
It's the whole chapter, right?
No, yeah, I guess it's the whole chapter. Yeah, that is the whole chapter.
我们就把45章很短的一章啊，我们全部读一下，一节到五节啊。刚才停在谁呢？
犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬第四年，尼利亚的儿子巴录将先知耶利米口中所说的话写在书上。耶利米说：
巴录啊，耶和华以色列的神说，
巴录，
巴录曾说：哀哉，耶和华将忧愁加在我的痛苦上，我因哀哼而困乏，不得安息。
你要这样告诉他：耶和华如此说，我所建立的我必拆毁，我所栽植的我必拔出，在全地我都如此行。
你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋，我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的，但你无论往哪里去，我必使你以自己的命为掠物，这是耶和华说的。
Right. So now the background of this story, of course, is that Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet.
我们都知道这个故事的背景是耶利米啊，被称为哭泣的先知。
He was the prophet that prophesied when the Babylonians would come in and destroy Jerusalem and take away captive all the people.
他所处的时代就是巴比伦王要来把所有的以色列人通通掳走的那个时代。
And everything would be destroyed.
所有的一切都被摧毁了。
The temple would be destroyed.
圣殿也被摧毁。
The kings would be put to death.
那王被杀了。
The people would be carried away.
民被抢走了。
And all their culture and everything would be destroyed.
所有他们的一切都会被毁掉。
And it was Baruch who had to write down all these words of Jeremiah.
那巴录必须要把耶利米说的这些话呢都记下来。
Now, Baruch, when he was writing these things down, he said, I'm quite happy being Jeremiah's scribe. I'm a very important man.
然后巴录写这些呢，他会很高兴哈。他说我是耶利米的仆人哈，那我很荣幸写这些东西。
But I'm going to lose everything.
但是我要失去一切的东西了。
If the Babylonians don't kill me, at least my house will be gone. I may be taken into captivity.My position will be gone.
那他意识到呢，他一切的所有都会没了。即使他保住了性命，但他一切所有的财富全都会没了。
So the Lord, he speaks to Baruch.
所以神就开始对跟巴录说话了。
Jeremiah has a special word from the Lord to Baruch.
然后耶利米呢，在这里有特别的。一段话，他这个预言是跟着巴录说的，不是对别人说的。
Verse 2, he says, This is what the Lord God of Israel says to you. Now, that, it shows you that Baruch was a very important man, even in the eyes of the Lord.
所以第二节就讲到了耶和华直接对巴录说的，这意味着呢， 当然是借着先知耶利米说给巴录的，这意味着巴录在神眼里也是非常重要的一个人。
Baruch was the intermediary between Jeremiah the prophet, and he wrote down and he could read it to the people, because most people couldn't read it.
那巴录的重要性在于呢，他是耶利米先知和民众之间的那个桥梁。那他要把耶利米的话写下来，同时呢，他要读给民众听，因为很多民众是不识字的。
So his ministry was very important.
所以他的服事非常重要。
But he could see all that was going to go.
但是他也意识到呢，他要拥有的一切都会没了。
And so in verse 3 he said, the Lord says, you said, and that's what he said, woe to me, the Lord has added sorrow to my pain. I'm worn out with groaning and find no rest.
所以第三节呢，巴录曾说，就是巴录说的，说哀哉，耶和华将忧愁加在我的痛苦上，我因哀哼困乏不得安歇。
Nothing had happened to Baruch yet.
我就相信了这个还没有发生在巴录身上。
It was his future that he was worried about.
因为他会在未来很担心这个事，的确是。
His position and his livelihood.
就他的地位啊，他的生活啊，都会。
So he said, "My life is over."
他的生活就结束了。
Woe to me.
就是有祸了。
So, but the Lord says to him in verse 4.
但是神就在第四节跟他说。
Say to him.This is what the Lord says. I will overthrow what I have built.
神说呢，我所建立的我必拆毁。
And I will uproot what I have planted.
我所栽植的我必拔出。
You see, it's the Lord's doing that Baruch had forgotten all about. It was everything he had came from the Lord.
所以巴录在这里他忘记了他所有的一切呢，其实是神给他的。
It wasn't his intelligence.
不是他的智慧来的。
It wasn't his power. The Lord had done it all.
不是他的能力，是神做的。
The Lord said, "If I plant something, I can uproot it."
那神说呢，我如果能够栽种一些东西呢，我就可以拔出来。
And now he gives a message to Baruch.
然后他就给了一些信息啊，给到巴录了。
And Baruch, I think, Baruch, as we find out later, he benefited from what God said to him.
然后接着我们往后呢，就看见巴录是。真的受益哈，神的话对他是有益处的。
The Lord says to him there in verse 5, "Should you seek great things for yourself, seek them not."
第五节呢，神说你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋。
For I will bring disaster upon all the people.
因为神说呢，我要使灾祸临到凡有血气的，就每一个人。
But Baruch, I'm going wherever you go, I'm going to preserve you.
所以。但你无论往哪里去，我必使你自己的命为掠物的意思，就是他会神会保护他。
And so I think Baruch he understood now that his ambition, it was only his selfish ambitions that was come between him and a peace in his heart.
所以巴录也意识到他里面的这个个人的想法啊，他要放下，他要得着这平安。
Now the,
他担心这未来的一切那个想法都是没有益处。
The link between his story and the Lord Jesus, of course, is that they were both servants and they were both transmitting the word of God.
所以你会比较一下这两个人呢，巴录和耶稣哈。那巴录呢和耶稣他都是仆人，他们在那个时代他都要把神的话呢传出去。
And we see the Lord Jesus was the perfect transmitter of the truth of God.
那神呢，就是耶稣基督，他是一个非常完美的这个传话人啊，就把上帝的话传给了当时的犹太人。
Baruch's ambition, when he was writing as a scribe, he was writing those words absolutely perfect.And when he spoke to the people, he spoke to gain more honor for himself.
对，巴录呢写下这些话写得很好，但他跟人讲的时候呢，他更多的是要得着自己的荣耀。
But the Lord Jesus, his motives were not to gain honor for himself.
但是耶稣呢，他的动力呢，并不是要得着他自己的荣耀。
And so, and we go back to John chapter 7.
我们就回到约翰的七章。
To finish the story of Baruch and the Lord Jesus as spokesman of God.
我们回到这一段，就是他们作为神的发言人啊，神的传话人，这一段要结束了。
Baruch's life was saved. He had that God's promise. Wherever you go, you're going to be, your life is going to be saved.
巴路的生命呢，得着了神的应许啊，神说你不管去哪里呢，我都会保护你。
But the Lord Jesus, who was the faithful prophet of God, he gave his life. His life was not spared.
那耶稣呢，他真的做到了，他是一个神忠实的仆人，但他呢，却最后他还是要把自己的生命给出去。
But he laid down his life.
虽然他没有必要，但他还是愿意把自己的生命放下。
Baruch didn't have to.
巴路没有必要，神相反却保护他的生命。
So he says there in verse 18 again of John 7, the one who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth, and there's nothing false.In him, there's no ulterior motive in his preaching.
所以他说，这人真的是真的，他心里没有不义啊。只要他是凭神来说的，他心里就没有不义。
And he could say at the end, in John chapter 17, this is what the Lord Jesus could say just before he went to the cross.
所以到最后呢，到约翰十七章的时候，他才可以这么说。在他上十字架之前，他才可以这么说。
And verse 4,
第四节，十七章的四节。
I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀了你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。约翰福音十七章四节。正是因为他有这样的心，他才能在最后的上十字架之前讲出这样的话。
And then in verse 6,I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they've obeyed your word.
十七章六节，你从世上赐给我的人，我已经将你的名显明与他们。
And he says here in verse 7, now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words that you gave me, and they accepted them.
第七节，如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们。
And they knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. The next verse. Yeah.
他们也领受了，也确实知道我是从你来的，而且信了你差了我来。
So there we have it. The believer in the Lord Jesus has received.What the Lord Jesus has given. We willing to do His will.
所以我们愿意按照他的旨意行，那人就会接受耶稣的教导，因为就知道这话是真的。
Now, verse 18, suddenly we come to verse 19.
所以十八节很快就过渡到十九节了。
And it seems like the Lord changes the subject here.
看起来好像上帝耶稣在这里换了话题了。
But actually, verse 18 is a parenthesis, or it's a commentary that he, an aside. And he, in verse 19, he returns to what he was speaking about in verse 17.
所以十八节其实是对前面的十七节话的一个解释。所以十九节呢，他又回到了十七节的谈论的话题。
Because in verse 17, you recall that he said, if you're willing to do God's will, you'll know.
十七节说，你要若愿意按照父的旨意行，你们就知道。
But here in verse 19, if you connect those two verses now, because verse 18, as I said, is just commentary on that.
对， 我们这我们刚才讲了十八节是一个解释经节哈，对十七节，所以我们把十七和十九联系起来，那逻辑就建立起来。
And so he says, the things that I speak, that they were people were amazed about. He said, the things that I speak, you won't understand unless you're willing to obey them.
所以十七节他在说呢，我所说的呢，你如果不是心里愿意去顺服呢，你就不能明白。
Now you see the people had the law of Moses. The Jews had the law of Moses, and Moses was a servant of the Lord who had spoke on behalf of God Himself.
你会看见呢。犹太人自称啊，这就十九节的这个逻辑来了，是犹太人自称是神的仆子民，那摩西呢也是神的仆人，这都是他们知道的。
Now, the Lord Jesus is comparing himself and he and Moses in their ministry.
所以耶稣在这里把自己和摩西呢就放在一起来比较了，那他们都是作为神的传话人来把话给出来。
Moses wrote 5 books of the Bible.
摩西写了，在圣经里写了五卷书。
And he was God's spokesman to the people of Israel.
他是神的传话人啊，对于当时的犹太人来说。
Moses never lifted himself and elevated himself to be something.
神耶稣摩西从来没有把自己摆在一个特别高的位置，也借着神给他的能力把人吸引到自己这里来。摩西没有这么做。
And the Lord had to push him to do the work.
上帝必须得推着耶稣推着摩西去做一些事情。
Moses was a very humble man, says he was the meekest man on earth.
那摩西是一个非常的谦卑的人啊，神是这么说的。
He was the most obedient to God, the man on earth.
神说他是最谦卑顺服的仆人。
Now, Moses, he wrote, as I say, 5 books.Of the Bible.
那我们都知道，摩西写了五本书在圣经里。
And the Jews were very proud of the fact that they had the great Moses writings.
那犹太人也以此为非常大的荣耀，说：“哎，你看，我们有摩西写的五卷书，摩西五经。”
But were they willing to do what the law required?
那他们愿不愿意按照律法去行呢
？No.
他们不愿意。
They had a whole bunch of rules and regulations that they made up so they could avoid the law, the real teachings of the law.
所以他们自己弄了一大堆的各种各样的法律，然后他们按照那个法律去行呢，就可以避免行摩西律法的要求了。
They rejected Jesus' teaching because they weren't willing to receive him. Thought that they were obeying Moses when in fact they were rejecting what Moses said.
那同样的道理，他们不愿意按照耶稣的话语去行啊，他们拒绝耶稣，他们也同样的拒绝摩西啊，他们不愿意按照摩西的话语去行，因为他们不相信。
They just having the law, there's no value in just having the law if you don't keep it.
那你有律法其实没有意义，因为你不守它就没有意义。
And that's what the Jews were guilty of.
那这就是犹太人有罪的地方。
They didn't try to keep the law.
因为他们从来没想过要去守律法。
They had their own rules and regulations.
因为他们有他们自己那一套的规矩啊规则。
And the real demands of the law were mercy, justice, and truth.
那真正律法的要求是怜悯、公义和真理。
And they avoided those.
就他们全部都丢掉了。
So they could do violence against their neighbor as long as they fasted and prayed and gave alms and went to the temple.
所以他们可以向他们的邻舍行强暴的事，只要他们呢还是进食的，还是去去犹太会堂的。还是十一奉献的，他就可以两样都并行。
If they had been really willing to do Moses' law, they would have quickly discovered that they needed more than what Moses could give them.
所以耶稣在这里想做这个类比，点明他们的心就是呢， 你们这些人如果真的愿意行摩西的话，真的相信摩西的话是真的，你们马上就会发现，其实你们是做不到，你们是根本啥也没做的。
The law can only condemn a person.
律法只会是定人的罪啊。
The law makes demands on a person.
因为律法对人是有要求的。
Now, if you really receive the law and you want to obey God, who gives the law, you realize very quickly that you can't keep the law.
如果你真的想要律法，你就会很清楚地意识到，很快意识到，其实你做不到。
And you need mercy.
你要怜悯，你很快就会需要怜悯。
And so the true believer in Israel would cast themselves upon the Lord completely.
真正的相信摩西律法的人就会把自己 交给耶稣，因为耶稣有怜悯。
But these Israelites, they didn't want God. What they did is they hid the truth by just being outwardly religious.
所以这些人其实他们不要神的话，他们做的呢更恶心的就是他们在把真理呢藏在他们外表的那个金钱的外表之下，其实它里面是没有一颗顺服的心。
They just kept the outward ceremonies.
他们把外面的那个仪式都保守得很好。
But they were not willing to do God's will.
但他们里面没有一颗愿意的心去顺服神的旨意。
And so the Lord Jesus says, has in verse 19, has not Moses given you the law yet? Not one of you keeps the law.
他说你们却没有一个守律法。
Now, what we have recorded here is just a very few words of the Lord.
我们这里只是讲了一些神的内容，神的话的内容。
It's very abbreviated.
非常简略的。
I'm sure the Lord Jesus would point out to them with examples of where they had broken the law.
那我相信耶稣会指出来哈，他们在哪里真的犯了律法。
Remember, he was teaching all day long.
你要记得，耶稣可是一整天在讲这些话的，他这里只记了一点点。
And you can imagine people saying, "Where did we break the law? Here we are at the feast. We've come up in the name of the Lord."
你可以想象当时的场景，这里只是记了很短的一段记述，要不了几分钟讲这几句话。所以耶稣站在那里呢，讲了，如果讲了一整天的话，底下肯定会有反对的。所以那我们凭什么不守律法呢？我们不是来过这个祝棚节吗？我们不是做得挺好的吗？
Well, the proof of it, he says, is you want to kill me.
他的证据就是你们想要杀他，想要杀我，就是耶稣的证据，就是这些人想要杀他。
I'm speaking from the Father.
他是从父来的。
Because I point out your hypocrisy, you want to kill me.
正是因为我显明了你们的假冒伪善，你们就想要杀我。
A lot of people knew that there was a plot to kill him.
很多人是知道啊，对的，耶稣是有一个密谋要杀他的。
And there is in verse 20 we read about the crowd. The crowd there were different groups of people that came up to Jerusalem.
所以有不同的人群啊来到耶路撒冷。这时候呢，二十节讲到了另外一群人，就是叫众人。
Just to refresh your memories about these different groups of people who came to Jerusalem, in verse 10, we read about two of them. Or verse 10, we read his brothers came up.
那有哪几类人呢？我们再稍微回顾一下。第十节讲到他的弟兄。
Now his brothers grew up with him.
因为他的弟兄是跟他一起长大的。
They would have intimate knowledge of this man.
他们有最直接的知识哈，了解这个人。
But then we read in verse 11 about the Jews who were watching. They wanted to kill him.
十一节讲到犹太人想要杀他。
The Jews were the leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees.
犹太人就是法利赛人那些宗教领袖。
The teachers of the law.
律法教师。
The rulers of the nation.
官员。
Those were the Jews, and they were centered in Jerusalem.
他们是聚集在耶路撒冷的这些人。
And then, in verse 3, we read about the crowds of people.Or verse 12, sorry.
那十二节呢是讲到众人。
The crowds were the people who came from distant parts of the country to come to the feast.
这些人是从各国家不同的地方来的。
And they wouldn't have known about the plot to kill the Lord Jesus.
他们可能是真的不知道密谋杀耶稣这个密谋。
So in verse 20, it's that it's the crowd, it's those strangers in Jerusalem that have come.
所以众人在二十节，他们就有这样的回答了，他们就很奇怪了。
This crowd that came up, they didn't understand what was going on.
这些从外地来的人，他们不知道这个城在想什么，在发生什么事情。
They had resisted God in their hearts.
但他们心里也是拒绝神的。
And so they said, "Who's trying to kill you? You're demon possessed."
他们就回答说，谁要想杀你，你是被鬼附的。
And so. That was their reaction to him saying that they're trying to kill him.
对，这是众人就在听到他说他要想杀他的，他们想要杀他的时候，众人的一个回应。
In other words, they said, "You're a liar. You're deceiving the people."
换句话说呢，众人的选择已经是你在骗人，你在夸大其词。
See, they were very proud of their religion.
众人其实心里也是非常以他们的宗教为骄傲的。
And one of the problems, if you attack a person's religion, you arouse their anger.
所以，换在今天呢，如果你今天你的话开始攻击到或者冒犯到一些人的宗教信仰的时候呢？
Now, as Christians, we're attacked all the time.
所以作为基督徒呢，我们经常做这样的事啊，就是。
We're used to that.
我们也习惯了。
We don't get angry when people attack us.
当别人攻击我们的时候，我们也非常自然，也不会有生气啊。
Because when we are attacked, that's the attack we know is on the person of the Lord Jesus.
因为我们知道呢，当基督徒受攻击的时候呢，那这个攻击其实是对着耶稣基督去的。
We don't point to ourselves，
因为我们并不是在把这些放在我们身上。
We point to the Lord Jesus。
我们不是把人带到我们这来，是带到神那去。
But if you attack a person's religion, you see that attacks their self righteousness。
但是反过来，如果你在攻击某一个人的宗教的时候呢，其实你在攻击他的。自以为意，那他就会很受冒犯。
See, a religion is what you have built into your life, what you have done.
那宗教呢，是你已经做了的事情，你在你的生命中做了的事情。
So when we preach Christ and point out people's sin, they get very angry.
所以我们指出来别人罪的时候呢，他们会非常生气。
I have a question.
OK.
我们对宗教的一个态度，一个是正确的态度，一个是怎么样的？就是说，我们是说啊，都行多好呢？还是说，我就不谈论这个话题呢？还是说我应该指出来啊，那些就是不对的，就是不是我，因为只有主耶稣基督才是唯一的道路真理，是吗？
Yeah.
一个态度。
What's the right attitude toward religion? Is avoid talking or just point out it's wrong only? God, only Jesus is the truth, only truth. Yeah, what's the
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we just, the best thing to do is just to point people to Jesus.
最好的方式就是带人到耶稣那里去。
Yeah, as much as possible.
就尽可能的把人带到基督那里去。
就不谈论宗教。
Or avoid talking religions?
The Lord Jesus, he didn't avoid talking about religion. All he did was point out their hypocrisy.
所以耶稣并不是说他避免谈论宗教，他谈论的一些话题，他只是把人里面的假冒伪善显明出来。
You see, some people, they are interested in these kind of things. And there's other people that are totally uninterested. They're not interested in anything religious or God or faith or, they're not interested. Okay?When you pick up these kind of people, that when you try to teach them about Jesus and they're not interested, then you just walk away. You've done your job, you tell them about Jesus, walk away. The Lord says, do not put your pearls before a swine. Okay, those things that are valuable to you.
He's got to do some.
就说呢，有不是所有的人都对这些事情感兴趣。那有的人他可能听了以后他没任何感觉，你就走吧。因为耶稣也告诉我们不要把珍珠给猪，不要把圣物给狗。
那我们基督徒能不能说宗教是好的呢？
Can we say religion is good?
It's all religions are false because they don't lead to God.
所有宗教都是错的，因为它并不把人带到神那里去。
所以我们基督徒其实这就很明确的表明，我们基督徒应该有个鲜明的态度，就是除了基督以外，其他宗教都是假的。这个态度是应该有的。
So we should have a clear attitude that all the other religions are wrong, right?
I would be careful about being preaching negatively. I would preach positively. Instead of preaching against other religions, I preach Christ.
所以这个不是说，你说的是对或不对，而是你是不是有爱他的心。教导呢是正面的，不是负面和否定的。负面和否定带来的是定罪，正面的是带来的是生命。你要真的愿意带领一个人呢，你不是需要去定他的罪，否定他，你会更多的想把他带到真的那里去。所以你的谈论的话题的内容是你在谈论神，而不是在谈论他的宗教。
是，
这是正确的方式。对，
我的意思是，基督徒自己能不能告诉别人说，宗教都是好的？
这个没有问题，这个没有问题啊。这个不，这个我来回答一下，我跟长老们讲一下。那这个没有问题，我们的态度呢是非常鲜明的，宗教都是错的，就像我们的态度是有地狱有审判的，就像我们的态度是人人都有一死，死后且有审判的。但是你讲这个话不是让人害怕的，不是让人因为害怕而进来的，不是让人感觉到他是在被上帝惩罚和审判的。因为神告诉这个信息也是为了救人的，神说有地狱是让你避免去地狱，是要救你，而不是说呢，你要是不听你就下去地狱去死吧，不是这个意思啊，不是这个意思，就是你讲的心比你讲的内容要重要无数倍，这是最重要的。你的心如何，你才能让人感受到是什么，而不是你讲的话是不是对。你讲的话可能全部都对，但是一点用都没有，因为他根本感受不到爱，这个话就不对，这个话就不对。他感受到爱，这个话就对；感受不到爱，他你讲的话全对也不对，因为神就是从爱里讲这个话的，他不是在讲一个死的真理。守安息日是真理，但耶稣说什么？也就是说安息日是为人设的，人不是为安息日设的。Yeah, just tell them that the mercy and the grace is much better than any kind of death truth. Right? You cannot just speak out there's a hell. If you don't believe, just go to hell. There's totally no love in you. The love is much better than what you think.Just like Sabbath. Sabbath is right. Right, but Sabbath is for man. Man is for man.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in the next section.
Yeah.
But you know, Nicole, you're talking about the different religions of the world, right? People come to you with different religions. Well, the religions are man-made religions, right? And they don't have a personal relationship with God. And these people here do not have a personal relationship with God. They need their books from the back to the front, and they need the knowledge and stuff like that. But what good is that when you don't have that relationship with one another? What good is you and me being friends if I don't phone you once in a while, or if I don't talk to you once in a while? I talk to you about my problems, you tell me about your problems. You know, one man says, I love going to church, but I don't like the people that are there. You know? We love the people that are there. That's why we come to church. Not because, you know, we come to church. But we come to church because we love the people that are there.
Yeah. 所以他讲了一个很好的例子，他说有一个人呢，他说我就喜欢去教会，但是我不喜欢那里的人，所以这事就搞反了，应该是你喜欢那里的人你才去教会，这个顺序才是对的。
And Jesus didn't leave heaven and come to the earth here because he didn't love people. That's the reason he came, was he loved people. God sent his son. It says, for God so loved the world that he sent his son. He sent his son hereBecause he loved people.
就像约翰福音三章十六节，是神爱世人，所以差他的独生子，赐给他们，为他们的罪，是吧？所以前提是神爱世人。
So Jesus is saying here, you don't obey the law. How much do you love God? Okay, if God says do this and this and this, and you don't do it, that just means that you don't love God because you don't want to obey Him.
所以你若不不愿意，心里不愿意顺服神的话，不愿意顺服律法，你不可能说你是爱神的。
And you know something, the real knowledge starts. You know, we do have our intellect. We go to school, go to universities, where we get all kinds of worldly knowledge. But the real thing that starts, the real important thing that starts, is when our there's a man named Rabbi Zacharias. He's on the radio, and it says the word of God helps the thinker to believe.Okay, when you read this word, it helps the intellect helps you to believe, and the believer to think, and then the Lord leads you into further truths after that, after you believe. But first of all, a person must have faith that God is, and then God is a rewarder of them that believe. And so then he leads you down that road where you gain so much knowledge. You remember?
Yeah, 就是说他说理性的也是。也是一样的道理，就你一开始有理性也是为了帮助你去相信的，所以到最后呢，相信是一个特别重要的节点，当你相信了以后呢，神会带着你越来越深的更深的明白他，了解他。
You see, the Apostle Paul, for instance, he had all kinds of knowledge of the Old Testament. He was probably one of the most knowledgeable people about the Old TestamentBut he didn't have a personal relationship with God. Okay? He was going about persecuting the church. He did not love God. He did not know God personally. It wasn't until when Jesus appeared to him, when Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus, and he said, "Why persecutest thou me?" Okay? He was persecuting the church, but he was persecuting Jesus. And then he says, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest."
所以使徒保罗哈，就是原来的扫罗，就是特别好的例子。他非常有理性，他非常聪明。他在整个律法的教师的体系里面，他学习成绩估计是最好的。但是呢，他一点不爱神，他里面也一点不愿意按照神的话去行。所以他最后做出来的事呢，就是逼迫神的教会。知道呢，他真正的改变不是说他有多少的理性带来他的。改变是神显明给他看，让他看见他里面的罪与不义啊。那他说你要逼迫谁呢？他说主啊，你是谁？我们都知道那个故事，他都马上掉下来。在那个之后，他才谦卑，他才能他的理性才真的有意义，才会变来后来为神所用。
So when that personal connection was made between Jesus and the Apostle Paul, then he took him to Saudi Arabia, and there he taught him.He wasn't taught by the other disciples or by the other apostles, but God, Jesus, taught him. He took him to a private place and he taught him.
所以在保罗得救之后啊，圣经里你会发现他消失了一段时间，他应该是去到了沙特阿拉伯啊。那在那里呢是神亲自教导他的。他后来再出来服侍又过了一段时间，所以他从。得救到再出来服侍这段时间，其实是神亲自教导他，不是任何的律法体系在教导他。
It's there that the Apostle Paul learned of the love of God, because after that he was a changed man. It doesn't matter the religion of Christians or the Judaic religion that was existing. He loved the church and he loved the Jewish people, the Jewish people that were in the temple. He went to teach and preach to them about Jesus.
所以不是什么宗教来改变保罗，是耶稣自己，神自己改变保罗。那他当改变了以后呢，他就有这个爱，他是在爱里面改变，他也是在爱里面服侍神的教会的。所以他最终特别有负担去把这样的爱呢传讲给，这样的爱的信息传讲给各地的犹太会堂。
So these people of the different faiths, the different religions, they have been blinded by the devil, and they don't see the truth, and they don't realize the truth. But the truth really is that God loves us, and He wants a personal relationship with us through His Son, the Lord Jesus. Because I've had relatives saying to me, why can't we go directly to God? Okay, that's what the religions are saying all over the world. Why can't we go directly to God?
Why? So,所以宗教呢就是和真理最大的区别就是真理里面有爱，它有关系，是要我们和神建立呢爱的联系，但是宗教却是拦阻这样的关系的。
We cannot,
然后他是被撒旦蒙蔽的这些人。
We cannot go directly to God because our sin will keep us apart from God. Something has to be done about sin.Before we can have a relationship with God.
那我们自己呢，没法到神那里去，我们必须要先解决罪的问题啊，罪是拦阻我们跟神建立关系的最大的这个障碍，所以这就是耶稣基督要来的最重要的目的。
That's why the Word of God says there's one mediator between God and man.
为什么圣经说在人和神之间只有一个中保呢？
And that's the man Christ Jesus.
也就是那耶稣基督。
You know something? Jesus, it was very important for Jesus to say to these people that these words that he's speaking aren't his words. They're not man's words. They're not the Old Testament, you know, what man made up from the Old Testament. Those aren't those words. These words came directly from God. That's what was very important when he said that to the people, that it is not my glory that I seek. It's not my honor. It's the Father who sent me.Whatever he says, whatever he wants me to do, that's what I say and that's what I do.
对，这就是为什么耶稣说不是他的旨意了，是父的旨意，是父的荣耀，任何父所说的，他都愿意去做。
So as far as religion is concerned, we see people all over the world, everywhere, on the sidewalks here, the Mormons, we see the Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't need to get into an argument with them. There's no point in arguing.Because arguing only sets one step back. And the Holy Spirit does not, he cannot work in an argument situation. He only works through the Word of God. If the Word of God is presented to a friend or a relative or somebody in the street, it's sharper than a two-edged sword.
所以我们没有必要和任何的宗教会起任何的冲突。就是呢，你只需要把神的话告诉他，那神的话就像三尖两刃的刀啊，那他自然会起到这个作用，因为这个争论的本身不会带来任何的爱。
We must not add our own intellect into it. Just present the word of God.
所以我们不需要把我们自己的理性和逻辑加进去，只要把神的话告诉他就好。好，我们来做一个结束的祷告，休息一下。我们在天上的父，谢谢您啊，求您带领我们真的明白啊，您的话语是何等的有能力啊，您的话语里有生命，有您从天而来的爱，是吧？谢谢您，我们为这基督的救恩献上感谢，因为在救恩里，我们才明白何为爱，在基督里，我们才能够建立与父神的关系啊，父神那爱的丰富才能倾倒到我们里面来，父啊，我们为这样的救恩，为这样的安排献上感恩。我们也为一会儿的饮食感恩，求您洁净这饮食，也祝福我们的交通。这样的感恩，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。帮助。
Now through these words that John has recorded for us, we want to see Jesus.
主啊，借着约翰启示的这些话语，我们能够明白耶稣。
Those words of wisdom from on high，
这是从天而来的智慧。
Those words that come from the Father in heaven，
这是从天上的父而来的话语。
Came through the lips of the Lord Jesus，
是从耶稣基督那里来的。
Recorded by the Apostle John。
是被使徒约翰所记下的。
We pray those words might find a lodging place in our hearts.
因为我们知道这些话语在我们里面会有一个安放的地方。
So Lord, we pray by your Spirit to make us quiet in our spirits and obedient in our hearts.
求您带着我们的灵得安息，带着我们的心得顺服。
And we give you thanks, Father, in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告，感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, now in verse 20, the crowd, they of course don't know the plot to kill the Lord Jesus.
所以二十节呢，众人其实不知道对着耶稣的那个密谋。
But they're also not willing to receive the Lord Jesus.
他们也不是准备好要接受耶稣。
The Lord Jesus ignores their answer.
所以耶稣呢就忽略了他们的这个回答哈。
They ask the question, "Who's trying to kill you?"
所以他们就问他谁想要杀你。
Well, there was a plot out to kill the Lord Jesus for sure.
的确是有一个密谋一直想要杀耶稣。
But the Lord Jesus, in deep humility, he doesn't answer their question.
耶稣在极深的谦卑里呢，他就并没有回答这个质疑。
But he continues with he points them back to the reason why they wanted to kill him.
所以耶稣继续他的讲道，把他的话呢就开始展开，指向为什么这些人会想要杀他。
Because a few months before he had been in Jerusalem.
几个月前呢，他也来了耶路撒冷。
And he healed a man on the Sabbath day.
他在安息日呢治好了一个人。
And so if you go back to John chapter 5, you read that portion starting.
我们在约翰福音的五章。
John chapter 5.
看见那个医好的瘫子。
This was at a time of a different feast.
那这里是有不同的一个节期哈。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
五章一节。
So the Lord Jesus went up to a feast at Jerusalem.
耶稣在犹太的一个节期上耶路撒冷。
And it was at the pool of Bethesda.
那是在毕士大的池子边上。
That there lay a poor man paralyzed.
那这里有很多的病人躺着，有一个瘫子也躺在那。
He wasn't completely paralyzed. He could move, but very slowly.
他不是完全瘫了，他能够挪动，但非常慢。
And the Lord Jesus interacts with the man, and he said, "Do you want to get well?" In verse 6.
所以耶稣在六节说：“你想要医好吗？痊愈吗？”
And he says, "I don't have anyone."
所以他说呢，我没有人把我放下去。
Sir,
七节
verse 7, I have no one. He was a man that was, you might say, a picture of a sinner.
所以他就是一个罪人的形象。
Unable to move and no one to help.
那不能够挪动，也没有人帮助他。
The Lord Jesus says, get up.
耶稣说起来。
Pick up your mat and walk.
拿起你的褥子走吧。
This poor man found that he did have someone that could help him.
对，这个人就找到了一个可以帮助他的人，就是耶稣。
Now the man had lain there for 38 years.
这个人瘫了38年。
That's a long time.
这是个很长的时间。
Everybody had seen this man lying there day after day after day after day.
每一个人就看见这个人躺在那一天一天一天一天。
Perhaps they had seen him slowly crawl, as it were, from his home every day back to the pool of Siloam.
也许 能看见他每一天就是从家里爬到这个圣殿的池子边上。
But suddenly with the words of this stranger, he stands up and walks.
然后呢，碰到这样的一个陌生人，他却站起来。
The problem is, the Jews found a problem with it.
犹太人呢，却在这里面发现了一个问题。
Here's religion coming into conflict with the Lord's mercy.
现在呢，宗教开始和神的怜悯产生了冲突。
It says there in verse 8,or verse 9, at once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked. And then the last part of verse 9, here's the problem. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath.
就第十节，那一天是安息日，所以犹太人的那医好的人说，今天是安息日。
Now the Jews, they say to the man,who had been healed. Verse 10. The law forbids you to carry your mat.
今天拿褥子是不可以的。
Here's an example of religion.
那这是一个例子哈，这就是宗教的例子了。
Religion is all external.
宗教总是外在的。
Jake was talking about the truth being a personal relationship.
真理呢，是一个个人的关系。
Before our break, he was impressing that upon us.
所以在我们休息之前呢，这长老反复强调这个点。
But nobody can see in a person's heart.
没有人能看见一个人的心。
I don't know what you believe inside.
那我不知道你是不是心里真的相信了。
Only God knows.
只有神知道。
But I can see what you do.
但是我能看见你外在的行为。
And I can do things that look very good.
我可以做非常外在看得非常好的行为。
And so a person can be very religious outside, but inside can be very cruel, selfish person.
一个人外在的行为可以非常的宗教化，会非常的好，在人无可挑剔，但是他里面呢，会是非常的残忍，没有怜悯，非常自私。
The example of that is the Pharisee.Who went to give a gift to the temple?
就像一个法利赛人，他去圣殿的奉献钱财。
And he had someone blow a trumpet.
在这之前呢，他会找一个人来吹个号。
So everybody looked at the man blowing the trumpet, and then the Pharisee dropped his gift into the temple treasury.
因为一吹号呢，就吸引了大家注意力，对不对？大家都一起来看他啊，他就把那个钱丢在奉献箱里。
That very same man may that very morning have foreclosed on a widow's house.
那同样的这个人，他会在其他的一个时刻呢，可能会去一个寡妇的家里抢东西啊。
Because that's what the Lord Jesus said to those Pharisees: "You devour widows' homes."
因为耶稣指责他们说，他说你们。就是欺负孤儿寡母。
And what they used to do, these religious men, is the widow, of course, has no means of supporting herself.
那他们怎么做的呢？他们通常这么做，就是因为寡妇在那个时代，他们没有办法自己养活自己，他们没有劳动力哈。
If she has no family to take care of her,
也因为没有丈夫来喂养他们，来供应他们。
She may mortgage her family property.
所以她只能呢，把她家族的这个产业哈，主要是地呢，就抵押出去。
Now those religious Sadducees and Pharisees, the leaders, they were wealthy people.
那些的法利赛人、撒杜该人这些宗教领袖，他们可有钱了。
She could go to them because she knew that they are a source of money.
所以这些寡妇呢，就只能到这些法利赛人那里去，因为只有在法利赛人才借到钱呢。他们才有钱呢。
But of course, she would have to sign a contract to mortgage her home.
但是这样的话呢，她就必须得签个合同，跟法利赛人签个合同，把她的寡妇家的地呢抵给这些法利赛人，然后从法利赛人的借钱出来。
And if her financial system doesn't improve, they can foreclose on her property.
但是呢，当她的财务状况呢没有好转的时候呢，像寡妇这财务状况没有好转的时候呢， 那些那个法利赛人就把他们的地给收走。
And they could put her out of her house.
甚至可以把他们住的房子收走，然后把他们赶出去。
And it's all legal.
这全是合法的。
According to the law.
按照当时的这个犹太人。
According to their law.
按照他们犹太人的律法，这都是合法的。
Not according to God's law.
但不是按照神的律法，这神没有从来没有这么讲过。
God said to take care of the widows and the orphans.
神告诉他们是要照顾寡妇和孤儿，这是神的律法。
The Lord said, "I will have mercy and not sacrifice."
神说我要的是连续啊，不要献祭啊，不要祭物。
But their religion, their law, would put their law above God's mercy.
所以他们的所谓的法律呢，会把他们的要求规定放在神的怜悯和恩典之上。
So here's this poor man.
所以现在这个可怜的人啊，约翰福音五章。
38 years.
38年。
The law could do nothing for them.
律法对他一点没有可以做的事情。
Not one of the Pharisees was going to help him.
也没有任何一个法利赛人在他摊了38年的时候去帮助他。
He said, "I have no one."
所以他说没有人帮助。
Everybody had given him up.
每个人都放弃他。
The Lord Jesus comes.
所以耶稣来。
And he makes the man completely whole.
他让这个人全然的好了。
And now the religious Pharisees, they go after this man because he's carrying a small mat.
但是这时候呢，宗教人来了。来了干什么呢？因为这个好了的人呢，在安息日好了，他起来，他就夹着这个小小的褥子，就是躺在地上瘫的时候，是躺的这个褥子呢，走在安息日，他就说他犯律法。
Now, he's not carrying a four-poster bed with a big canopy on top.
他并不是把一整个大的床，有四个这个立柱的那个床扛着在街上走，他不是做这个事。
It's just a mat you roll up, and you know, it's like
就是一个垫子嘛，你可以卷起来，然后在腋下你夹着就能走的垫子而已。
But the religious hypocrites found fault with the man.
那这个假冒伪善的这个宗教人士就会在里面找到问题。
Now the man, he appeals to the authority.
这个人呢，他是想要找到权柄的。
What authority?
什么权柄？
The authority that healed him.
这个权柄是医治他的。
Look at that, he says, in verse 11, he replies to the Jews, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'"
他回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。
If he could cure me, why am I going to disobey his words? He with a word he cured me, I'm going to obey his word.
如果他能够使我好，为什么我不听他的话呢？
Now, the man didn't even know who Jesus was.
这个人甚至不认识耶稣，不知道耶稣是谁。
There's verse 12 says, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?"
然后那谁让你拿着褥子走？
The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there.
13节，那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人都耶稣已经躲开了。
But the man obeyed the word of authority.
那这个人呢，顺服了，权柄的话。
What word had more authority than the power to heal?
这样的权柄能有医治的权柄的人的权柄的话，是多么重要的。
And later we read in verse 14, the Lord Jesus found him at the temple.
14节呢，耶稣就在殿里遇见他。
Now that's interesting, isn't it?
这就有意思了。
Where did the man go after he was completely made well?
那他完全好了以后，他去哪了呢？
He went to be as close to God as possible. This is a thankful man.
这是一个感恩的人啊，那他就去殿里了。
He went up to the temple.
他去殿里，他去感恩。
And the Lord Jesus said to him, "See, you are well again. You stop sinning." Or something worse may happen to you.
所以他说呢，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
Now we don't know what that sin was.
我们不知道这个罪是什么。
The Lord Jesus gave him a warning.
但是耶稣呢，给了他一个警告。
And so the man went away, and he went to tell the Jews that it was Jesus.
然后这个人就离开了，就告诉别人呢，告诉犹太人是使他痊愈的是耶稣。
I don't think it was because he was angry that the Lord Jesus told him to stop sinning.
所以我觉得并不是因为耶稣告他不要再犯罪了，他生气了去找他。
He had that word of power.
因为他已经看见了这个话语的力量了。
That word of authority.
这个有权柄的话语。
But it was also a compassionate word, wasn't it?
也是有爱的话语，对不对？
He had no man. Get up. Take up your mat.
因为他没有人帮助他，却来了一个人。
He slips away into the crowd.
医治他，最后自己悄悄走开了。
But Jesus was now the target. Once the Jews knew who this man was that had healed on the Sabbath, he became the target of these hypocrites.
在这个之后呢，耶稣就会成为目标哈，就是那一切假冒伪善的法利赛人要迫害的目标。
Verse 16.
十六节。
So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做这事。
And Jesus said to them, My Father is always at work, is always at his work to this very day, and I too am walking, am working.
所以耶稣对他们说呢，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Now, not only had he healed on the Sabbath, but now he was making his, says his Father was God.
所以他不但安息日治病，他还把父当作与他同等的。
And now we find out why the Jews wanted to kill him. Verse 18.
所以你看十八节呢，这就为什么犹太人想要杀他了。
For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
因为他不但犯了安息日，而且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
Now, if he had said to the Jews, "Our Father is working and I work," he would be making the claim of an ordinary prophet.
所以他说我的父做事啊，我也做事。他其实说这句话对他自己没有益处。
The Jews rarely use the term "father" in relation to.The Heavenly Father.
因为犹太人啊，几乎不用在讲到天上神跟他们的关系的时候，几乎不用父这个词的。
However, no Jew would make the claim that they were the special son of the Father.
然后也没有犹太人能够特别的用这样的一个称呼啊，说他们是神的儿子，特别的那个儿子。
They would never use that term.My father.
他们从来不会这么来称我的父啊，来称呼神。
As far as the nation was concerned, he acted like a father, but to the individual, no one would ever claim that title.
那作为一个国度呢，神就像犹太人的父，但是落实到一个一个的人呢，没有人敢说呢，神是他的父。
When the Lord Jesus spoke that day, then he said, "My father."He claimed a unique relationship with the God of heaven.
所以当耶稣那一天说呢，我的父呢，他其实就表达了一个特别的、独特的关系，他和神的关系。
It wasn't the national relationship.
这不是一个自然的关系。
It was a unique personal relationship.
这是一个个人的关系，它不是一个民族的关系。
And the Jews understood that very, very clearly.
所以犹太人呢？非常清楚地知道他这个话的意思。
It says, he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以十八节说呢，他不但犯安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
Now, sometimes people claim that Jesus never called himself God.
有的时候人会说呢，耶稣从来没有称他自己为神。
The Jews certainly thought so.
但是耶稣犹太人却是知道的，耶稣的确这么说的。
And Jesus never denied it.
耶稣也从来没有否定。
You can point people to this scripture.
你可以把人带到这节经文上来。
He was never going to bring glory to himself even as the Son.
他没有把人呢带到他自己身上的这个，要把荣耀归到自己。
He always sought glory from the Father, never from the world.
他总是从父神那呢来得荣耀，而不是从地上来得荣耀。
His purpose was to display the Father to the world.
他的目标是要把父神显明给世人看。
But now it's the Holy Spirit that glorifies the Son because the Father has glorified the Son.
现在是圣灵来荣耀圣子啊，因为圣父已经荣耀了圣，就圣子已经荣耀了圣父的。
And the Spirit glorifies the Son.
然后圣灵呢也荣耀圣子的名。
And the Spirit within us glorifies the Son of God.
然后圣灵在我们里面呢也荣耀圣子的名。
But while he was there, he claimed a unique relationship with God, and that's why they wanted to kill him.
那这里呢他就宣称了一个特别的关系和父神啊，所以犹太人想要杀他。
And so, the Lord Jesus in John chapter 7, if we go back there to verse 21,
如果我们在约翰福音七章呢，我们再回去哈。
That's what he's referring to here.
这是他这里想要讲到的那个内容了。
After he had healed that man in Bethesda, he left Jerusalem and Judea because of their wanting to kill him.
所以在他医好了那个毕士大池的摊子之后，他就离开了犹大地和耶路撒冷，因为这些人想要杀他。
But his time was not yet.
但他的时候没有到。
And he went back to Galilee.
所以他回到了加利利。
And his ministry there in Galilee was a ministry that continued for some months.
所以他持续的在那几个月呢，继续的做他的工。
Until he returned at the feast.
直到他又在下一个节期回到耶路撒冷。
But those Jews still remembered.
这些犹太人呢，还记得他了。
They remembered that he had a claim that he was God.
记得他说他就是神。
And now he was coming right into their temple.
现在他回到，他就回到他们的圣殿里。
He was claiming to be a teacher come from God in their temple.
他称为在他们的圣殿哈，他显明他自己是个老师。
And he was threatening not only their religion, but also their livelihood.
所以耶稣的出现呢，不但威胁到他们的宗教哈，其实更威胁到他们的生计了。就他们是依靠圣殿为生的。
That's why they wanted to get rid of him.
那就他们就更想要杀他了。
They wanted to kill him. Now.He said, "I did in verse 21, chapter John 7, verse 21."
所以二十一节，我们看七章二十一节。
I did one miracle as a sign.
他说我做了一件事啊，你们都以为稀奇。
And you're all astonished.
就是做一件事就是神迹了。
They must have been astonished. That man had been paralyzed for 38 years.
那因为那个人可是瘫了38年啊，是要感到稀奇。
Can you imagine being in Jerusalem and knowing every day, every week, watching this man drag himself painfully through the streets?
你可以想象，在耶路撒冷的人啊，可能每一年的每一天都会看见这个人很痛苦的，就从自己住的地方爬到这个毕士大池子那去。
And then on the first day of the week, that is the day after the Sabbath, you see that same man walking down the sidewalk toward you.
然后呢，在那个安息日，你会看见这同样的一个人居然在路旁走，在走路啊，走向你。
Walking tall and straight like an arrow.
然后。很直的走啊，就像一把剑一样，就是他是非常非常健康的。
Perhaps going up to the temple to give thanks.
然后他向那个圣殿走去。
Well, everyone,
献祭。
Everyone was astonished.
每个人会很惊奇。
Amazed.
很惊奇。
So, then he goes to.Give a parallel. See, they wanted to kill him because he did that on the Sabbath.
就他们想要杀他，是因为他在安息日做这事。
They had, the Jews had set up special restrictions on the Sabbath day to what you could do and what you couldn't do.
所以犹太人想要在安息日哈设立一个很严格的规矩，有些可以做，有些不可以做。
First of all, Sabbath, the Sabbath was a day of rest for man.
那第一呢，安息日是人的休息日。
The Lord Jesus said that Sabbath was created for man, not man for the Sabbath.
但耶稣说呢，人是为安息日为人设的，人不是为安息日设的。
And so.The Lord wanted to encourage the people to give your servants a rest, give your donkey a rest, give yourself a rest.
所以耶稣或者神呢，在定安息日的时候呢，他们是说让你们休息啊，比如说让你的牲畜，让你自己都休息一天。
That's a physical rest.
这是一个物理的身体的休息。
But the Sabbath can be a day of meditation on the goodness of God.
然后呢，安息日呢，在你休息的时候，也会成为一个很好的机会，你可以去思考神的恩典，安静下来。
Instead of working, give thanks for what God has done.
而不是呢，去忙碌啊。这样的话呢，你可以安静下来，可以去思想神在你一生中做的工。
But the Jews through the years now, they were trying to answer the question is, what kind of work can we do on the Sabbath?
但是神却犹太人却在这一年呢，他们就在想安息日他们能干啥。
Should we cook on the Sabbath?
他们就在想着，那我安息日可以做饭吗？
Should we feed our animals on the Sabbath?
我的安息日可以喂我的牲畜吗？
What about if one of my animals gets away and falls down into a ditch?
万一我的牲畜掉到坑里去了，安息日怎么办呢？
Should I?Wait till the next day before I rescue the thing?
是不是我要等一天再把它拽上来呢？
So they had a whole bunch of, they had a whole bunch of laws, restrictions. They made dozens and dozens and dozens of things.
所以呢，借着他们的这个思维方式呢，他们就在这个基础上啊，搞出了一大堆的条例啊，就是安息日能做啥，不能做啥，能做到什么程度啊？这个是他们的思维方，他们看安息日的角度。
For instance, a Sabbath day's journey.Was something like 3 miles. You could walk 3 miles on a Sabbath.
比方说很简单，就是走路能走多远。
But if you went
安息日呢，最多呢能走3英里啊。
But if you went more than the 3 miles, then that was breaking the Sabbath.
所以呢，如果你超过了3英里呢，你就犯了安息日了。
So what was the difference between 2.5 and 3.5 miles?
但这里问题来了，那。2.5英里和3.5英里真的有那么大差别吗？
Depends on the circumstances. That's rational.
这个真的取决于你当时的环境，对不对？这是个很自然的，而不是取决于到底是三而不是3.1。
But religion is irrational.
但是宗教是不理性的。
And so they have to have limits, ironclad, written rules for everybody.
所以他就设了一个。线啊，非常严格的，不能更改的线给每一个人。
So, one of their rules was that they had trouble with was circumcision.
那还有一个律法，他们有麻烦的就是割礼了。
Because in the law, it said that the child should be circumcised the 8th day of their life.
这个冲突来自于哪呢？因为神在律法里，神也规定了，那每一个新出生的孩子呢，他必须在出生的第八天行割礼。
Because we read there in verse 22, yet because Moses gave you circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarchs, it was given to Abraham, as a sign.
所以括号里说不是从摩西起的，乃是从祖先，其实是这个是给到亚伯拉罕作为一个记号，就是神拣选他们的记号。
Now when God gave Abraham the sign of circumcision, that was a mark in the flesh that of God's covenant to them that they agreed to it.
这只是放在亚伯拉罕后裔身上的一个记号呢，是神跟他们立过约的。
Now when Moses gave the law, circumcision was already practiced by the children of Israel.
所以当摩西把神的律法传下来的时候呢，以色列人其实已经好长时间在遵守这个割礼之约了。
And it was included in the law. Look at Leviticus chapter 12.
然后这个呢也同样呢，被记载在摩西的律法里。比方说呢
，Leviticus 12 and verse 3.
那利未记的十二章三节。
It just says very simply, on the eighth day the boy is to be circumcised.
那第三节说第八天要给婴孩行割礼啊，非常简单，这是这的确是律法书上讲了的。
Not on the seventh day and not on the ninth day.
不是第七天，也不是第九天，是第八天啊。利未记的十二章三节。
So what's going to happen if the child is born? And he's born the day before the Sabbath, so the eighth day falls on the Sabbath day.
那现在有个麻烦了，如果一个孩子呢，他刚好是周五出生的，他是安息日的前一天出生，然后他的要行割礼的那一天正好是下一个安息日第八天嘛，那就变成了他这周五出生，就是下周六他要。
Now you can see the problem that these Pharisees had.
那现在这法利赛人碰到麻烦。
What they did then was they said, well, in order that the law should not be broken, the child will be circumcised on the Sabbath day.
对，所以他们就说呢，那律法不能被破坏，那所以呢，他们同意呢，第八天给孩子行割礼，如果这一天是安息日呢，是可以的，那这个又可以了，变成。
So verse 23.It says, now if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, and now here he applies that logic.
所以他就把这二十三节呢，就等于耶稣就指出了法利赛人的假冒伪善。他说，人若就一个孩子的，若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们就向我生气吗？
Why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You read that. Maybe I didn't want to read that. So there you see the Lord Jesus. Now, circumcision was actually a maiming of the flesh. It was actually causing a... It was an incision. It was a surgical procedure, removing something.
所以这是一个割礼，它是一个手术啊，它是在肉体上是有疼痛的，它要挪走一些东西。
But when the Lord Jesus healed that man, he made the whole man whole completely.
但是呢，神医好人的时候呢，是给他不是给他疼痛的，是给他平安的。让拿走他的病痛的，所以这两个性质是不一样的。
So, how much greater than removing some flesh was to make the man whole? There's a law of mercy which supersedes the law of Moses.
所以恩典的律啊，总是要大过呢摩西的律法啊，就是你让安息日让一个人。受割礼的疼痛你都觉得可以，那安息日呢让一个人免除这个病痛你都觉得不行了，你这个是不能理解。
Go to Hosea chapter 6 and verse 6.
何西阿书的六章、啊、
The Lord Jesus himself quotes this verse in the New Testament, but we want to go to the prophet himself.
1462页旧约，何西阿书的六章六节啊，然后是耶稣也在新约引用过这句话，这是在新约引用过的一些很重要的经文。1462。
The prophets often pointed out the sins of the people, how in their cruelty to one another, their bloodshed, their greed and corruption. And yet they still carried on and went to the temple and offered sacrifices as though nothing happened.
所以这节经文的背后呢，他在讲呢，这犹太人呢，他们不管他们平时是多么的残忍，他们做了多少杀人流血的事情，欺负孤儿寡妇的事情，他们到圣安息的时候，他还是很毫无愧疚的，照样去那圣殿去行一切的宗教仪式。
And so there's a greater law, and it says this: I desire, the Lord says to through Hosea, for I desire mercy, not sacrifice, an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings.
所以六章六节说呢，我喜爱良善，就是怜悯了，或作怜悯这里，不喜爱祭祀。喜爱认识神胜于凡祭。
Religion can multiply works.
那宗教会把人的行为呢放大。
But the religion can cover up an evil heart.
同时呢也会遮盖隐藏一个邪恶的心。
And so, I remember once meeting a Sikh man. Jeet was a Sikh. Then he became a seeker after Jesus.
就他在说他碰到过一个这个锡克教啊，锡克是印度的一个比较严格的这个宗教。然后呢，他就开了个玩笑，他说 Sikh 和寻求这个词呢，在英语里它是近似的音啊，所以。一个锡克教的人就成了一个寻求的人，寻求真正神的人。
Didn't translate very well, but you did a good job.
Seek and the seeker 就是寻找，
yeah.
寻找神的人。
It's a play on words, not even spelt like it.
Yeah.
At any rate, this was up in a city in Merritt called Merritt, B.C. in a small town.
对，但是他在那个 B.C. 一个小山小的城镇里面碰到一个锡克教的人。
And I was knocking on doors and giving out tracts, talking to people.
我在那里呢传福音啊，我就敲门，然后呢给单张呢给到不同的人。
Many years ago,
很多年以前了。
And there was a motel. I came to a motel.
然后有一个汽车旅馆啊，我也去到那里。
So I wanted to give out tracts to the people that were staying in the motel.
然后我就汽车旅馆嘛，我就开放的时候，我一个一个敲门，每个住户我都想给他们一张。
So I went to the owner, into the office to the owner.
然后我就去到这个办公室啊，去找这个旅馆的所有人。
To ask permission.
去问这个老板要这个同意啊，没有他同意我不好去敲人家门。
So the owner came out of the back room.
然后呢，这个老板就出来了。
He was a big man.
特别特别强壮的一个高大的一个人啊。
Full beard like this.
络腮胡子。
Black beard.
络腮的黑胡子。
He had a big turban on his head.
然后呢，因为锡克教嘛，所以就缠头巾缠老大了。
And he had piercing black eyes. They looked at him.
然后呢，他的眼睛很犀利哈，会盯着你。
I was a little bit nervous.
我有点害怕啊，对他长得有点凶。
So I explained in my quavering voice.
啊，我有点声音颤抖的跟他解释了一下我来干啥哈。
That I was a Christian and I would like his permission to be able to knock on the doors of his guests.
那我说我是一个基督徒，我需要他的许可。我去敲他们房客的门啊。
And he looked at me.
啊，他看着我。
He said, "Come with me."
他说跟我来。
I said, "Whoa, I don't know." We walk into the back of his office, and he had a house. His house was in the back of the office.
然后呢，就穿过他的办公室呢，就是他的房子。他的房子就建在整个旅馆的后面。
And we went past.Two women.
然后呢，也路过了两个妇人啊，两个女士。
They looked very frightened.
他们看着都很害怕的样子。
Serious, very serious.
很严肃的样子。
So I follow him, and he opens the door to a room.
我跟着这个锡克的教的人呢，他就开了一扇门，我就进去了。
He said, "Go, come into the room. We'll have a talk."
然后他说来到房间里来坐会儿，我们来聊一会儿。
And I look up, and I see a picture of another bearded man with a turban.
然后呢，我进了房间呢，我看见墙上挂了一幅图呢，另外一个缠了头巾、有胡子的人。
He says, "That's Guru Nanak."
他说这个叫什么 ？Guru 就是大师哈。
That's right.
这估计是他们的这个就是像了，就是宗教领袖了。这个 Nanak 大师，反正就叫大师，就大师的像挂在那。
He says, "Sit down."
他说坐下来。
So I sit on a floor.
我就坐在地上，他们都坐在地上。
He sits in the front there like that.
他就坐在前面啊，我们面对面。
I have these big bearded man looking at me there, and a picture of another big bearded man sitting down.
然后呢，我就坐在地上的。一个活的这个大胡子盯着我，顶上一个大胡子像也盯着我。
And I have a big sword. Use a big sword, huh? A big sword. You know what a big sword is?
一把大刀啊，他们还有一把大刀，大的剑。
Different things around there.
又摆在那个架子上。
And now we begin to talk.
然后我们就开始谈了。
And he, at first, he's very nice.
一开始他是非常和善的。
And he said, "Now we could talk about our religion." He said,
他说好，我们可以开始谈一下我们的宗教了。
He said, "All religions are the same. We find one way to God. You find another way to God."
他说每个宗教呢都是一样的。那我们找到一个路呢去神那里，你们找到另一条路去神那里。
And we talk back and forth for a while, but then I say to him.That there's only one way, and that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus that was shed upon the cross.
然后呢，接着呢，我就跟他说，我们聊了几个来回，我就说呢，其实只有一条路，就是借着耶稣基督的血才能到神那里去。
The Lord gave me strength to say that.
神给了我力量是这么说哈。
I could see him rising up.
我就能看见他站起来。
The anger.
这个里面的愤怒就起来了
哈。Anger.I said there's only one way. That's the one way through the Lord Jesus.
我说只有一条路，就是借着耶稣基督。
That's enough, he says. Enough. Out, we go.
他说够了。那够了，停了，你走吧。
I left there that day. I went back to my brother's house, who was living in that town.
然后我那天呢，我就离开那个地方，我就去了我。弟弟还是哥哥家，他住在那个镇里。
I told my brother about that experience.
我就跟我哥说了我的这个经历啊。
He said, "Oh, you talk to that man?"
他说哦，你跟那个人聊啊。
He's under investigation for the murder of his daughter.
他说他在被调查，因为怀疑他杀了他的女儿。
His daughter had married a.Someone that he did not agree with.
因为他的女儿呢，嫁给了一个可能跟他意见不一致的人啊。
And they had moved to New Westminster from Merritt.
然后呢，他女儿就跟他的女婿呢一起搬家，离开那个镇，就到了我们这附近的那新威斯敏斯特。
And that man had sent them a wedding present.
这个人就送给他们一个结婚的礼物。
It was an electric kettle. Electric kettle, like to boil water.
电蜡烛。
电
水壶。kettle, 电水壶，电水壶 ，boil water.
And when they plugged it into the wall, it exploded and killed them both.
就是当这个电水壶呢。
I never told him this before, but he knows about that.
It was in the news, and this is called honor killing. Honor killing. So if they don't honor their mother and father, and their God, they think it's right for them to kill them.
对，所以就是他送了他们一个电水壶，但这电水壶其实是个炸弹。就他插到那个插座上的时候呢，就爆炸了。一炸呢，就两个人就都炸死了。然后呢，这个在他们的所信的里面呢，叫做荣耀的杀戮。 什么意思呢？就是当他不能荣耀他父母的名的时候，他去做了他父母不肯让他们做的时候呢，他父母就可以以荣耀的名杀了他们。
So you can see religion is can be very murderous.
所以宗教呢是可以非常残忍的。
And we can understand why they wanted to kill the Lord Jesus.
那我们就能明白为什么他们要杀耶稣了。
They justified it by their religion.
因为他们在宗教里找到了义的理由。
We have the truth.
我们有真理啊。
And we thank God for that mercy and not sacrifice.
我们要为神感谢他的怜悯。
So the Lord Jesus says to them, stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment.
所以为什么二十四节耶稣说
We'll pick up the story again next week. I see our time is gone. We'll ask our brother to...
Yeah, just one comment before we do that. You know, Eric was talking that people get very, very angry. Very angry. Very mad, upset.At this, when you tell them about Jesus, that he's the only way. I remember long, long time ago, I was in my 20s, and I was telling my cousin's husband, he's a Sikh, and I told him that it's the only, the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way to wash away a person's sin. That's the soap that washes our sin away.And he was saying, no, God washes our sins away. And he started getting so angry when I said that, he went like, bang, like that on the table. He almost broke the table. They get very, very angry, very mad.
所以有的时候当我们讲神的救恩啊，讲到这是唯一的道路真理和生命的时候，人会非常受冒犯。他就说呢，比方说以前他回到他的家乡啊，在印度也是锡克教的。他的一个亲人，当他跟这个亲人分享耶稣的血啊洁净了我们的罪的时候呢，他亲人如此生气啊，用拳头砸在桌子上，几乎把这桌子给砸瘫了。
The reason why religion makes people so angry is because their self-righteousness, it's their image of themselves as beingThey can approve themselves to God and be above everyone else.
所以人之所以会生气，是因为自己的自以为意啊。我们也是一样，就我们总是觉得我们能够靠着自己的意来得到神的接纳。
But there's none righteous, no, not one.
因为圣经说一个义人也没有，一个义人。我们一起做个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，我们要谢谢您。您把这宝贵的道理告诉我们，就是我们都是生在罪中的，我们若没有基督，我们就没有办法与神和好，我们就不能够在神面前称义，我们人一切的义在神眼里都是肮脏的抹布，是吧？求您让我们真的明白这道理，也让我们有一颗柔和谦卑的心，能够顺服您的话，能够把您这样的真理传讲给我们身边我们所爱的人，是吧？谢谢您，也求您带领我们，帮助我们，给我们智慧，给我们信心。这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。